Cricket. Let's catch up with Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management. G'day, Sam.
Evening, Mike.
Now, after the significant volatility at the end of last year, how has the year started for equity markets, Sam?
Equity markets have started the year on a very positive note, Mike, better than the Black Caps and the cricket. So we've rebounded strongly from the weakness we saw in the final 3 months of last year. And I think people have looked past somewhat the risks that they were concerned about during that period and have been buoyed by the solid start to the US earnings season as well. Some positive headlines, but nothing concrete yet on the US-China trade front. So the US market is up around 5% at present, and our local markets have followed with the NZX 50 up 3.4%.
Do you think this volatility is going to persist for the meantime?
I think looking ahead, there's still plenty of risks out there. And like I said, there's nothing concrete yet on the US trade front that will allow investors to potentially get nervous going forward. So what happens on that trade with the trade pieces is very key for market performance, and also the performance of the US economy, and in turn the rhetoric from the US Federal Reserve around the path of interest rates over there will be important. Across the ditch, you've got the Aussies with the federal election to get through and potentially a change of government, and I think the local property market here will be closely watched. So yes, there certainly are a fair few catalysts out there that could create volatility.
Yeah. Locally, heading into the February earnings season, Sam, how do you see the results playing out? What are we looking out for?
I think, it will be an interesting period given that weak backdrop that we did have in late 2018. In November, a lot of companies at the annual meetings did actually put out trading updates, so the actual results in most cases shouldn't be too surprising. I'd expect investors to focus in on the outlook statements, and the key ones being some of the cyclical companies, sort of like the Fletcher Building, Air New Zealand, etc., to get a gauge on how a local economy is performing. And the retirement names like Summerset and Metlife Care, I think, will also be closely watched given their exposure to the local housing market. So at present, we are entering what some call confession season, where companies can come out and update their earnings guidance ahead of their result being released in February if it is materially different from what investors may be expecting.
Have we had any companies release trading updates so far this year, Sam?
No proper confessions yet, Mike. So since early January, we have seen a mixed set of numbers from our retirement village operator Summerset and a weak trading update from Kathmandu, which is in line with many Australian retailers, really, which have reported a pretty tough time over Christmas.
Yes.
And it was Z Energy out today with its operating stats for the last quarter of 2018.
Sure. Yeah, some very soft retail numbers. It's most interesting. So maybe we were all going berserk on Black Friday instead. What should we expect in the year ahead for the local market, Sam?
I think it's the local market is seen by many investors as a safe haven relative to the larger offshore equity markets, and I expect that to continue. So we're one of the few markets in the world in 2018 to notch up a positive return, so plus 4.9%, and that's really back on the back of the defensive nature of our markets, the high dividend yield paying stocks with reasonably predictable cash flow streams, and that very much still holds. In addition, we have two takeover offers in the market at present, Trade Me and Restaurant Brands, which we'll see roughly $1.5 billion of cash return to investors if they are successful, and that could flow back into other companies on our markets.
Very good. Sam, nice to talk. Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management at 6:27. Before 7 o'clock,